Now joined by Coach Jeremy Ezri of the North Central Missouri College Pirates. They picked up victory number 20 on the season on Tuesday night. Got a game coming up tonight. Check on the time for that. I don't have the schedule in front of me per se. I know it's the Missouri Valley JV tonight, and then you got a trip down to Kansas City, take on Metropolitan for the men. It's 4 o'clock tip on Saturday. Got plans to have that one on Z101.7 as per usual for our Region 16 contest. There's also a little trip up to Ottumwa middle of next week that kind of has my attention. I know it probably has the attention of Coach Ezri too, because that's going to be a game with two teams that can really play ball.
Yeah, you know, and we got to handle business first and take care of stuff tonight and then Saturday as well. But, you know, I'd be lying to you if we, you know, when we schedule at Indian Hills every year, we kind of get excited about it because it's a great challenge, great test. You know, I describe it as kind of the Kansas University, the Duke University of junior college basketball. So to get an opportunity to test ourselves and play them is always nice. And so it should be challenging. But like I said, tonight's going to be challenging as well against Missouri Valley JV, and Saturday will certainly be challenging too.
Are you still looking at getting Damian back into the lineup Saturday, Coach? Has that opinion pretty much stayed the same from what you've seen the last 48 hours?
Yeah, a little bit. We got to do some reevaluating. He practiced a little bit yesterday. He's definitely not 100%, but I think he can still do some stuff and still help us out in some spots. So, you know, the goal is maybe get him in warm-ups tonight, see how that feels, and then hopefully have him at least ready to go if we need him on Saturday.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, and I know you're probably thinking the same thing as that I am, as much as these regular season games are important for seeding, and certainly getting that number one seed is critically important, having, you know, it's that region tournament in Jeff City is 3 weeks away, and having Damian at full strength for the 28th and hopefully the 29th is a lot more important.
Yeah, it is. But like Damian and I talked about yesterday, it's important to get him back for those, but at the same time, we just can't expect him to be thrown into the fire and be fine with everything and, you know, be ready to roll. He needs to be tested. He needs to be challenged, not only in practice but in games, to kind of get his stamina back and his conditioning back and stuff. So, you know, I think there's a process to everything, and those games late are certainly important, but we got to get him up to par for those games late so he can have some quality minutes for us.
And I was thinking about this injury the other day too, Coach, and obviously Damian's you know, a kid who does he have great speed with the ball? Yeah, but it's also a speed game with him, but it's also that explosiveness that he has with the first step and his side-to-side movements, and those are the things, especially that side-to-side defensively, that really get tested with a bad ankle.
They do, yeah, they do, and you know, he's so quick and so explosive, he's just not feeling as comfortable as he normally has been, and so it's going to be important for him to mentally be prepared as much as he is physically.
How much does it make you feel good about this team, Coach, that and the last few games, and I wasn't there Tuesday night to see how the guys shot, but the three-point shot really hasn't been there for a number of games now, going all the way back to Beatrice, but the guys are finding a way to win without hitting a lot of three-point shots, which tells you that once they, you know, that comes and goes, but if they have a game where that three-point shot is there, they're really going to be something.
Yeah, you know, and we're trying to remain confident in that. And we shot a little better on Tuesday, but still a ways we need to go for sure. And shooting the outside shot, so it's something that you know we work on. But at the same time, I think it's just a confidence thing. It's a feel in the game, and you know, we just got to knock them down. So it is nice to get some wins by playing some defense and doing some other stuff. But, hey, you know, at the end of the day, you hope by February, the end of February, that everything's rolling, that our shots are falling and our defense is sticking and, you know, everything is just clicking all at once.
He doesn't put up the biggest stats for you from game to game, Coach. He's definitely a stat getter. But what does, just from an emotional standpoint, what does having Keenan Reeves on the floor and on this team do for your basketball team?
You know, he has a great motor, and I think Q is always moving out there on the floor. He gets a lot of second and third chances with his rebounding. He's just always around the basketball. His defensive presence is pretty good. We really rely on him on the top of that press, and so I think it's important for him to be out there as much as possible and him to give us that energy every game. And that's when we really start rolling when he's doing that.
That's the point I was going to make, too. That's why I kind of feel like he's a heartbeat of your team, because when you go on those big runs where you're able to turn over the ball and get breakaway dunks and really get the crowd enthused at the Ketchum Center, usually Q's involved in that.
Yes, it really is. And he'll have some good dunks for us. And you know, like you said, he's just always – he's our energy guy. He's just always around the basketball, and it's fun to see.
So we know what Rayonte meant for your team last year in your run to the national tournament, what he's meant this year, especially with Damian down here and with the sprained ankle and Rayonte getting the starts. It's kind of one of those things that you never want an injury, but there's always a benefit to an injury, and it's the fact that he's confident in his game anyway, but Rayonte getting more minutes is just going to make him more valuable and a bigger piece for your team going here into February and March.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's, you know, Rayonte's, like you said, he's been valuable for us the last 2 years, and his defensive presence is just so good. He's really good at just being a nuisance on the ball and making everything hard for their point guards. And so that's nice to have. And then, you know, he's explosive offensively as well. And he does a great job of picking when to shoot and when to distribute. And so he hopefully his role is growing and his confidence is growing. And then when we get Damian back, we should be really dangerous, hopefully.
So if you look at your team, Coach, and certainly when you're ranked number one in the country, you've been there for a month and a half now, you're going to look at things from a national perspective, and you kind of look at it and you say, okay, you know the steps that you have to get through if you want to get back to that national tournament in late March. But if you start, you know, thinking big picture about, you know, what are the things that, if we want to be in that national championship discussion come late March, what are the things that we're going to have to do at a very, very high level? What are those things on your list right now?
Yeah, we're going to have to defend in the half court really, really well. And I think that's the first thing. And we talk about it, is probably the two best defensive teams that we faced last year were Kirkwood Community College and Johnson County Community College. And, you know, Kirkwood beat Johnson County in national title games. So, and I think they were the two best defensive teams, certainly that we faced, probably two of the better teams in the nation defensively. And so for us to make it to the national tournament, we know we have to play defense and we have to eliminate easy baskets for the team. And that also allows us to get out and run and have some fun on the offensive end. So I would say that's number one. And then number two is we just have to keep playing fast and keep sharing the basketball as we have been.
The fun thing about your team, Coach, is, and this is, you know, especially you get to the D2 level in junior college, you're not going to have a lot of 6'8", 6'9", guys that are sitting around just waiting to get offers. So it's hard to get those guys. But yeah, for a team that's pretty much a regularly sized team and probably is maybe a little bit on the smaller side for junior college, you have guys who can really get up at the rim and make it very difficult to get that ball toward the rim. You got not traditional shot blockers, but a lot of guys who go after the ball and they really ignite things when they're able to block shots.
Yeah, we got some guys. You're right. We got some guys with some length and some guys that can do some stuff defensively to change shots, and they're just, you know, some super athletes. We don't have any Solomon Thomas on the team, who was really a crazy athlete, but we do have some guys that are pretty athletic and give guys some issues just by, you know, just by how hard they play and then in with their length.
So let's break down the three games here, and then we'll call it an afternoon here on the coaches show. As far as you know, the Missouri Valley JV coach tonight, do you have much information as far as what you expect from the Vikings?
Yeah, they're tough. You know, we know a little bit about them. We played them earlier this year. They got some shooters. They got some kids that can really attack the rim. You know, they're probably going to play a zone quite a bit, which they did last game, and it gave us some fits. And they're probably going to be ready for our press. And I thought our press did a really good job against them the first time. And we had 17 first-half turnovers against them. So, you know, there's some stuff that's going to challenge us tonight, which is good. And we definitely have to get hands up and shooters' faces and find their shooters. And we can't let them get second and third opportunities. And then once we get the rebound, we have to get out and run. So, they just beat William Penn's JV 103-93. So they're going to be able to score the basketball.
Oh, no question. Saturday, what's the biggest challenge with getting a victory in Kansas City Saturday?
It's just, you know, I'd say the biggest challenge there is competing and matching Penn Valley's intensity level, and then being able to execute our offense no matter what defense they're in. They're going to switch their defenses up, and Coach Harvey does a great job of kind of hiding into a 2-3 from to a man to a 1-2-2. So there's a lot of different defensive techniques and philosophies he's going to throw at us, and we got to be able to execute offensively whatever he throws at us.
And with Wednesday in Indian Hills, and for those that are not aware, if you start looking at national poll, you got the Pirates in D2 ranked number 1, and Indian Hills in D1 ranked number 5. So when we talk about two teams that know how to win games, that's going to be on the floor Wednesday up in Ottumwa.
It is, yeah, and you know that's something that we got to take care of business this week to make sure that we're still ranked number 1 next week, and that's in our hands tonight and in our hands Saturday. But if that does happen, you know, in Indian Hills, they got a tough game against Mobley tonight. But if it does happen, then it should be a really good matchup against two really good teams. And you know, in the end of the day, Coach Pallone is a great guy, and we both scheduled this game for kind of the same reason. That's to get challenged late in the season and to get a different look than what we're going to get looked at from region play. So he schedules us for certain reasons. We certainly schedule them because of their length and athleticism and how good of a team they are and how good of players they have. So it's definitely beneficial for both teams.
I've been to Indian Hills once, and I tell you what, that was a team that probably, well, certainly didn't have the same record as you're going to have going up there next week, Coach. But the fun thing about it is you go to Indian Hills, and that place is packed, and the people, you know, love that program. They take a lot of pride in it, and it is a seriously difficult road atmosphere to try to play well in.
You're right. It is a basketball college. It's a basketball town. They pride themselves on that, and they do a great job of it. So it's very challenging to go up there, and people just love good basketball. So it's a nice little venue. It's a pretty fun environment.
How much is the victory that you got against State Fair, Coach? And I'm not sure how State Fair compares with, say, Indian Hills, but how much does that victory in November help you guys on Wednesday?
You know, it should help us a little bit. That's so far in the past that our guys have probably forgot a little bit about that and their athleticism, because I think that's going to be the biggest challenge for us, is we are going to face athletes like we faced at State Fair. You know, so we might reminisce about it a little bit and just kind of be reminded the things that didn't work for us against taller, longer athletes, and the things that did work well for us in that second half when we made that run, which was probably just playing a little more fundamental than we have to at sometimes, and really selling the pump fake and making guys get in the air and going.
I tell you,
I think we'll probably will revisit that.
I tell you, yeah, that was second half. That was Atavian Butler's coming out party. But as far as your starting backcourt with T.J. Babaker, along with Damian Lloyd, they struggled a bit in the first half in that game. That was kind of I'm sure an eye opening experience for them so early in their freshman years. Those two I just mentioned, they're completely different players at this point.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure they want to get back out there and, you know, prove that they can compete at that level and go at it. So I'm sure they've had this date circled, and they're ready for it as well to get out there and, you know, kind of be tested again against a Division I junior college.
It'll be fun. Yeah, Coach, good luck tonight. We'll see you Saturday in Kansas City.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.